Let me just ask, have you ever felt stuck? Just completely stuck. Maybe in traffic, and traffic is not moving at all because of ice or weather or any kind of accident. You're just sitting in traffic stuck. Maybe you thought that shirt would fit, and you got it on, and you just end up stuck in it. I don't know how you felt stuck. Maybe you felt stuck in a relationship that there's no hope, and the relationship, you're just in it, and you just feel stuck because if you leave, you feel bad. If you stay, you feel bad. You don't know what to do. I would say to all of us, if we were to be honest, we're all stuck in a job, stuck with a person, stuck in one way or another in this life. And truthfully, you know, that is one of the scariest things to me, is getting stuck somewhere. Stuck in one room or stuck in something. And it's a great fear of mine. But today, I want to read about blind Bartimaeus. And we're just going to call him Bart for short. And not Bart Simpson. Just please don't go there, all right? But just try to stay on topic. I know it's Labor Memorial Day weekend. Everybody's tired and ready to barbecue and all of these things. But blind Bartimaeus was simply a beggar who was city, and he knows and he hears that it is Jesus of Nazareth. And he understands that this Jesus is different than every other person that had passed by. He didn't just have maybe a little bit of money or some food or something to offer, but he had power that no one else possessed. And he was the great physician, and he was still a miracle worker, and he had faith, and that's who Jesus was. And it's crazy to me, because whenever you read the story of Bartimaeus, it really brings to light the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, when he says that we walk by what? Faith and not by sight. Bartimaeus had no sight, but he had faith. He had no sight, but he had faith. And in his story, we see a man that had no eyesight actually had insight to Jesus that some of us may not even possess today. We may not even possess the faith to believe that Jesus truly can heal us and redeem us, restore us. So two big thoughts that I really want to just kind of take the next few minutes and discuss. The first one is this. What we see in Bartimaeus and what we need to live by is that our disability should never hinder his ability. Our disability should never hinder his ability. Because what happens is whenever I was reading in the dictionary to define disability as a mental or physical condition that prevents you and can alter or kind of hold you back from certain abilities. And what I want to talk about today is that some of you may have a spiritual condition that is keeping you from truly being healed, and a spiritual condition that is truly keeping you from walking like Jesus would call you to walk and living like Jesus would call you to live. And truthfully, I think that there are some Christians, well, I wouldn't call them Christians, I will call them church attendees that go all over the world that don't want to open their eyes to the actual light and to the truth because they knew that if they do, then they would be revealed and exposed as living in dark, and they want to just remain blind, they want to just remain right where they are because it's comfortable and it's joyful and it brings them pleasure. So I don't want to really go after Jesus like Bartimaeus did because then I would be exposed and then I would be vulnerable. So what we'll do is we'll just kind of cover our eyes or live with our condition and just kind of sit like Bartimaeus sat for many years. And he just said, hey, I need some help. Hey, do you have this? And we'll spend our entire life walking in this in churches. We'll spend our entire lives going to prayer meetings. We'll spend our entire lives doing something and just asking, just begging for just enough. Bartimaeus probably just asked for a little bit as he sat on the roadside. I just need a little bit. I just need to eat. I just need a little bit of money. I just need this shirt to cover this, or I just need this. And this particular day, we read about the time where Jesus comes and Jesus calls the blind beggar. And the blind beggar leaves following Jesus. It says, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. So what we see in this is that Bartimaeus's disability, Bartimaeus's condition did not hinder his faith in who Jesus was and the ability in which he had. And I would say that some of us, we might say these Christianese sayings like, God is good. What do you say back? All the time. Yeah, do you believe it? I mean, really. Do you say that when the doctor calls? Do you say that when the marriage is on the rock? I mean, we might say it, but do we really believe it? Do we possess the faith that we portray with our mouth, with our entire heart, and with our life? Do we really believe it? Do we really have the faith that we think we have? And we have to understand that whatever condition you might find yourself in, spiritually, relationally, physically, mentally, Jesus is the power over all. He has the authority over all things. So whenever you have a broken heart, you might say, well, this relationship's falling apart. And there's just no help. Therefore, we lose sight of who is able to heal. We have lost sight of who is able to restore. And the problem is because we are looking for things to change rather than believing in the one who is able to change. Some of us have problem-focused vision. Anybody here have a lot of problems? You can be honest today. Like, just admit, you got a lot of problems. Y'all are lying. Some of y'all are lying. This is a small town. Y'all are lying. Some of y'all might have a couple problems, a couple issues. A little bit better, right? Yeah, yep. And I would say that some of us are so problem-focused in our sight and our vision is so problem-focused that we only see the problems that we face and we only see the issues that we are struggling with. We only see the addictions that are calling our name. We only see the things that are before us. But Paul said that we walk by faith and not by sight. So instead of using our vision to focus simply on the problems, we need to do what Bartimaeus did. And Bartimaeus gave us the perfect example to change your sight, to change your heart, to change your mindset from problem focus to problem solver focus. And the problem solver, his name is Jesus. And he is the great I am. He is the chain breaker. He is the way maker. So if we would, wherever you are right now, whatever issues you struggle with, whatever brokenness you feel, whatever pains you are experiencing right now, if you would stop focusing so much on who is hurting you or what is hurting you or what is causing you all this and spend your time focusing on Jesus, who is capable and able to do more than we could ever ask or imagine, and who can heal and can restore and redeem in ways we can never imagine, then you might just see a little bit of change. You might just feel a little bit of restoration. You might just feel a little bit of healing. You might just feel a little bit of reconciliation in relationships and healing in your heart. But so long we spend our lives focused on what's bothering us or what issues we have, rather than focusing our lives and believing in the one who is able to do all things. The Bible says that with God, no things are impossible, and that all things are possible. So if we spent our time as Bartimaeus did, believing that Jesus is really who he is and who he claims to be, then we might just sleep a little bit more at night. And we might just have a little bit healthier relationships. And we might just believe that whatever storm you find yourself in, that the sunshine is coming in the morning. And we might just believe that whatever valley we walk through, that he is with us and that he is present. And eventually we will get through it, and we will be able to declare that he was with us and he empowered us. But for so long, we just live our lives focused on the problems that we face. And your issue could be a lot different than mine. Your issue could be your broken heart or relationships, or it could be greed, or it could be addictions. It could be so many things that you could be living with right now, conditions that are preventing you from walking in the life that Jesus would call you to walk in. And that's what he desires of you. He desires for you to walk with him. It says there that he went away and he followed him. That's what we are to do. We are supposed to be following Jesus every single day with all that we are. Not just following him when it's convenient. Not just following him when he answers our prayer. But following him at all times. And it says that he immediately... See, this is one of the accounts that we see someone following Jesus who wasn't commanded by Jesus to follow him. You see the disciples, you read the accounts of the disciples following Jesus. He says what? Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Follow me, follow me. And this man followed Jesus because of what he had done. And if we were to truly see over the course of our lives, or maybe just the last few weeks or months, all that Jesus has done in our lives to restore our brokenness and repair our hearts and reconcile things and provide ways that were when we had no way to provide them, and to make things that we had no idea how in the world they were going to happen. If we were to actually focus on the problems that Jesus has already solved, then we would actually be able to walk with him because of what he has done. And there's another insight that's, I believe, really powerful, especially in today's world. And it's this, is that we should live with our desire outweighing their discouragement. Our desire outweighing their discouragement. See, I got to admit, when I was growing up in school, it wasn't really cool to be a Christian. Therefore, I didn't have a desire to be. And I didn't want to be the weird Christian kid. You know, all I pictured Christians do was wake up, read their Bible, pray, eat, go to school. And when they came home, they didn't get to play sports and they didn't get to be involved in anything. They had Bible study with mom and dad every night, all night. And they didn't go to bed until they were memorized. And they had all of these things. And I truthfully didn't really want to do all that. I thought, man, I don't know. And I was discouraged because none of my buddies were real big into Jesus. And they were big into other things. And they wanted to be athletic. And they wanted to be popular. And they wanted to be this or they wanted to be that. So I wanted to be that too. So I had no desire to truly follow and live for him. And my desire was pretty well... very small, but it was crushed because of the discouragement of the lifestyles of those around me. And truthfully, if we were to be honest, we would say that there have been times where we could have walked a little bit closer with Jesus. There have been times that we could have been a little bit more Christ-like, but because of the discouragement around us, we chose not to. And I'm not just telling you people telling you, no, don't do that, you shouldn't do that. I'm telling you, the people that we choose to live life with have no reflection of the gospel. Therefore, their lifestyle discourages us to actually show the light that Jesus has within us. Therefore, we just continue to cover it. He said something about that, didn't he? He said, no light should be covered, no lampstand is just put under things, but it is on display. It lights up the whole house. And you have a light within you if you are one that has called upon the name of Jesus Christ as Lord and put your faith and trust in him. And he has given you a light that doesn't matter the discouragement, it doesn't matter the opinions of other people, that we should be able to show. And we see this here whenever Bartimaeus says, hey, son of David, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And it says, and many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. The people were probably wondering why Jesus would even consider the thought or the time of this blind beggar. This blind beggar was irrelevant. He was just someone on the side of the road. They had things to do. Because right after this, we see the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. I mean, this is just before Jesus is arrested and killed. And why would he have time and during this time of the day or the week or in his life to mess with this blind beggar and take the time to hear him out? So he cried out, son of David, have mercy on me. And then whenever they told him to be silent and they rebuked him and they discouraged him, you see that the Bible says, but he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So instead of allowing their discouragement to completely destroy all hope and desire in which he had, he used his desire, which outweighed their discouragement, to his advantage. Because what we see next is that Jesus stopped and said, call him. Call him. So the people that were rebuking him just a couple of seconds ago, telling him to be quiet because he was irrelevant and there was no hope, are now the people saying, hey, take heart, get up, he's calling you. And there are people that we live life with that will discourage us because they hear us say, I think there is hope in this relationship, or I think that God's going to provide a way, or I think God can truly break the chains of that addiction, or I think he can actually heal people, or I think that he can actually provide this or make this happen. And because we can't make it happen, we will live with people that will discourage us and continue to tell us why it won't happen and why we can't be restored and why this heart will never be repaired and why that addiction will never be broken, and why people who are bound to sin will never walk away free. And we have people, and you know who those people are. You know who the people are that you live with that will directly discourage you in your faith. And you also know who the people are that you live with that will indirectly, because of their lifestyle, also discourage you from allowing the line or the light within you to shine bright and to be a light in this world of darkness. And there he was. He just sat there. He called out. He called out. They rebuked him. He called out even louder. And the Bible says that Jesus stopped. And I've got to say, whenever I was reading this particular story, I wondered if I had the faith to make Jesus stop. I mean, just think about it for just a second. Do you have the faith that would destroy any discouragement and to continue to scream out to him and make him stop in his tracks? Could you imagine Jesus surrounded by all of these people? It says there was a great crowd following him, and there's all of these people walking around him. And Jesus may have just heard it the first time, but then people rebuked him, and then he shouted all the more. And then he shouted again, and it was louder. Could you imagine Jesus probably just heard it, and he just stopped right there, the Bible says. He stopped. And he said, call him. Could you imagine the faith that Bartimaeus possessed to make Jesus stop right where he was, right in his tracks, to hear what he had to say? And he says, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. So, of course, every single person in here may have come in today with some kind of issue, some kind of heartbreak, some kind of addiction, some kind of habit, some kind of lifestyle that is preventing you from truly walking in the life that God has called you to walk in. And we can just sit on the road and just continue sitting there in whatever we're in, and that would be it. But we see something happen in verse 50 that should be exactly how we live right now if you came in wearing anything. It says this, and after he was called, in verse 50 it says, and throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. I want you to just, like, if you have to close your eyes to picture it, or if you have to look down, or if you have to wake up to picture it, I just want you to picture this. I just want you to picture this scene right here. This scene. Jesus said, call him. And they called the blind man saying, take heart, get up, he is calling you. And picture right now, just a blind man on the road. And it says that he threw off his cloak and he sprang up and he came to Jesus. He threw off his cloak. He came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, what do you need? He said, I want to regain my sight. He was healed. He could see. And then he immediately, after recovering his sight, followed him on the way. I believe that Bart left that cloak right there. Why do I believe that? Because wearing that cloak represented that he was once blind. It probably reminded him of the condition in which he once lived in. But whenever Jesus called, he threw it off, sprang up, and ran right to him. And he said, he probably had some words to say to all the people, okay? And you can fill in those words with how you talk. But he said, look at me now. You know, and there he was, and there he goes, and he's on his way, but he threw off the cloak. And he left it there to follow Jesus. Why did he do that? Because it represented his issue. And whenever Jesus healed him, he was no longer bound or defined by what's once defined him. He was no longer bound to blindness. He was no longer defined as a blind beggar any longer. He was now Bartimaeus. And I just wonder, I just have to ask, how many people will continue to walk in their lives wearing cloaks and walking around sick, spiritually sick with conditions? And we'll just continue to walk in how they are and live how they are. When Jesus would be calling you, and Jesus would be calling you, and he would be calling your name, and he would be saying, come, come to me. And instead, we would just continue to sit in our cloak, walking in spiritual conditions, spiritual illness. And I just wonder how many Christians all around the world, maybe in church today, who are spiritually sick, spiritually ill, but when the doctor calls, the great physician calls their name to be seen, they just sit comfortably in their own cloak. They just sit comfortably in their spiritual sickness and illness. And I just wonder if we are here today wearing any kind of cloak or spiritual sickness. And what will we do if Jesus was to truly, where we could hear audibly, Jesus, call our name? You may not hear it today, but what I want you to know is that he is calling your name. He is calling our name. And we have to ask ourselves, are we still sitting on the road as a blind beggar once was? Are we still wearing the cloak that represented our addiction, our habits, our lifestyles, our toxic relationships? Are we stuck wearing the cloak, or are we willing to throw it off, spring up, and run to the one that is able to heal, the one that is able to redeem, the one that is able to restore, the one that is able to bring peace and to bring joy and to bring life into things that feel dead? And I just want to pray right now for us, and we'll sing a song together, we'll worship, we'll pray. You'll go on your merry way. You'll eat barbecue. You might have family friends come over and shoot guns. I don't know what you all do. We're a bunch of rednecks, according to some people. But before we go there, I want us to just simply evaluate where we are. And I just want to ask you, if you walked in today wearing any kind of spiritual cloak, any kind of condition in your life, lifestyle or spiritual condition that is preventing you from living in the way that Jesus has called you to live, it is preventing you from following following Jesus the way that he is calling you to follow? Because I would say that Jesus may be calling our name and pulling on our heart to repent, convicting us of our brokenness, convicting us of our own sin. And that he's calling. Do we have the faith to take off our cloak, to spring up, and to run to him? You may have heard the voices of other people tell you that there's no way that you could be healed. There's no way it could be repaired. There's no way that you'll ever change. There's no way. But do your desires outweigh the discouragement of people around you?